This is Terrio Media.
Yo. Yeah, yeah, we got the cash flow. You didn't know, homeboy, we got the cash flow.
Yeah. Welcome. Welcome to the Epic Real Estate Investing Show. Glad you found us. Now, if you haven't picked up your ticket for the next Epic Intensive, the Cashflow Conclave is May 31st through June 2nd, where we're going to be revealing the secrets of creating cash flow with real estate. And specifically, what you'll be leaving the event with is your own actionable rat race escape plan, literally your own playbook as it pertains to your strengths, your weaknesses, and your assets, everything that you got to work with. We put it all in a plan for you. It's going to be custom just for you. Tickets are still available at epicintensive.com. All right, you got to... great story for you today. It's a story that I've been wanting to share with you, and it could mean a very big breakthrough for you in your real estate investing. I've been thinking about this, about the moment that I'm going to get to share this with you for a few weeks, and the excitement has just been building up over here, and today is the day. So if you've yet to do your first deal, or you know, it's been a while since you've completed a deal, or maybe you're just feeling like, maybe you've lost your way in real estate investing. And I've got a new pilot program that I put together just for you. And before you start rolling your eyes, there's nothing for sale here, nothing for sale. I'll likely sell this program at some point in the future, but maybe not, but maybe. But today, it's totally free. It's not going to cost you a thing. It's totally free. In fact, it's better than free. Here's what I mean. I'm literally going to pay you to do your next deal. No catch, no funny stuff, no BS. This is all in the interest of you experiencing a massive breakthrough in your real estate investing, and then you, at the very end, loving me for it. That's the game I'm playing right now. That's the game I'm playing with this new pilot program. So if you don't get at least one deal done from this, I lose. All right, so stay with me. A few weeks ago, I had dinner with an old friend, a really good friend. I mean, we go way back into the back to the music business. He's a few years older than me, and he's a very accomplished businessman. In fact, just yesterday, as I'm recording this, was his birthday. And anyway, I was telling him at our dinner about all of the success stories that we've been able to create in the last 18 months or so through our new REI ACE Business Acceleration Program, because we compare business notes. We don't talk business too much, but when we do, we kind of just say, hey, what's going on? What's working? What's not? And he'd asked me, so what's the difference? Why so many more of these success stories than you had before? And I had told him that what we're trying to do as much as we possibly can for our students to get them as close to the finish line as possible, so that, you know, figuratively speaking, of course, all they have to do is just take a few more steps to cross it, to cross that finish line. And then he had said, and this is how he always, this is why he's a good mentor, this is why he's a good friend. He had said, well, I assume you still have some students that don't succeed, right? And I said, well, yeah, of course. I mean, we do have some, but not nearly as many. I mean, we are really closing the gap. And I mean, we've experienced a real breakthrough in getting our students the results that they're looking for. And he had said, yeah, but still, not every student, right? And so he'd asked me, what's the difference between the two? Those are that are getting the results and those that aren't. And, you know, you've made some big improvements in your program. I'm proud of you, but you're not done yet. And I was like, gosh, I thought this was going to be like we're going to toast and this is going to be a celebration. And now he's got me working. He's got me thinking. And it stopped me in my tracks. I stopped to think about it as this is a question. This question here that I'm about to share with you, I'm asked during interviews pretty often. And it typically sounds something like this. Why do you think the success rates for real estate investing students is so disproportionate between success and failure? Or why do some students succeed and others don't? And I've got a really, I think maybe a unique experience with regard to this insight being back in 2000, I don't know, five-ish, six-ish, when I made this large investment. I spent $22,000 on my education, my real estate investing program that I joined way back then. And that was at a time where a $22,000 program was unheard of. People thought I was totally insane by doing it. But I was just at a place in my life where I was going to make it work, and I just had to do it. So I went through it, and this was a program where we met out in the desert in Glendale, Arizona. Some of you might already know who I'm talking about or what I'm talking about. But we met out there, and I think at the peak, there was like 30,000 students enrolled, and we all met once a quarter out in the desert, and we'd spend a whole week there just going from course to class to class to course to talk and shop and interacting and networking and mingling. And in the actual classroom format, I mean, there would be 200, 300 students in one classroom, and they're all there in the same type of desk. They guys all have a pen and paper. They're all looking up at the front of the room at the same instructor, sharing the exact same information. And once we would consume that information, some people went out and did something with it, and even more people did not. So I have a really close connection to that question. And I think about my experience, not necessarily my position now as an educator and a mentor and a coach. I'm thinking more of like when I was a student, like what was different then? Because it's been that way for a long time. It's just kind of how society works, really, regardless of the endeavor. And I never really had a really specific answer. And my response for the last decade has been, you know, there are only two reasons someone won't succeed in real estate investing. Either one, they lose their belief that real estate works, and or two, they lose their belief that they work. Like they lose their belief in themselves. They lose their confidence and they give up. And that's always been my answer, and it always felt good. I think it's accurate. But most recently, I've responded to that same question with a little bit more of a blunt, in-your-face type of an answer. They don't succeed because they just don't want it bad enough. They don't. They just don't want it. That's why they don't do it. They don't succeed. They don't want it bad enough. And sometimes that's really difficult for people to hear. Maybe that's difficult for you to hear right now. Like, that's BS, man. Of course I want it bad enough. That's why I'm here listening to you. It's why I da 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 da. And where I come from with that answer is I draw on my own experience of trying to lose weight and stay in shape. You know, I've never been fat. I've never been like extremely overweight or anything like that. But I've always carried, you know, an extra 15 to 30 pounds my entire life. And it's kind of like that breaking point where 15 pounds overweight, I still feel pretty good about myself. But that 30 pounds, that extra 15, I just feel like an absolute slob. I'm kind of at that tipping point, and I keep going back and forth on that tipping point, and I wrestle with it. I think about it a lot. I'm always thinking about the gym. I'm always thinking about food. And, you know, several years ago when I was complaining to a friend that I couldn't lose weight, because I've been complaining about this for a long time, he had responded with, "You just don't want it bad enough." And I remember the first time I heard that, it just felt like it just kicked me in the gut. I was like, "What do you mean? It keeps me awake at night. It's the first thing I think about when I wake up in the morning. I'm obsessed with this. I'm always going to the gym. Of course I want it bad enough." And he had said, "You know, you just don't want it bad enough. You'd rather be here with me at the bar right now for happy hour than doing something else that would serve your desire to lose weight." And I'm sitting there in a bar at happy hour. And I think we had some hors d'oeuvres, something fried, and a beer in my hand. And I was like, wow, as painful as that was to hear, he was absolutely right. And I think about that. I mean, that's my experience. And I think about that with students who fail to meet their expectations. I'm just like, you just don't want it bad enough. Agree or not. I mean, everything you have in life, you have it because you wanted it bad enough. That's why you have it. And anything you don't have in life, you don't have it because you just don't want it bad enough. There's something else that's more important to you. There's something else that you'd rather do. And here's what I mean. If there's at least one person in your similar situation, in your geographic area that has succeeded, then you don't have an excuse other than you just weren't willing to do what they did. Right? I mean, we all have heard stories of the people that came from an impoverished background and exceeded beyond all means. And we've heard about people that have come from broken and abusive families that have risen above and exceeded and succeeded beyond all means. We've heard about people that have had serious physical limitations and injuries or birth defects and have succeeded beyond all means. There are people that have had it so much worse than you and so much worse than me that you're all out of excuses. You can't use that as an excuse. I mean, there may be some gray area there. But nothing that would, there's nothing there that would constitute a legitimate difference maker. It's pretty black and white. You just don't want it bad enough. It's not that important to you. Not as important as you think it is. Anyway, he had asked me, what would you have to do to achieve 100% success amongst your students? Now, that would be something to brag about. And I thought, I'm not sure. I mean, some people just aren't willing to do the work, and I'm not sure if I can force anyone to do what's necessary. I mean, the old expression, you can lead the horse to water, but you can't make him drink, right? And he offered, no, you're not thinking about it correctly. He offered a different perspective, and he says, what if you only work with the people that you know are going to succeed? That's another way or an approach to getting 100% success, right? And he went on to just say, don't let those that aren't willing to do the work in. Don't let those people in. And I shared with him that, we don't let everyone in. I mean, there is a legitimate application process in place, and we turn away or offer alternative solutions and resources to probably 20, 25% of those that do apply for our REI ACE program. And he replied with, well, it's obviously not strict enough. He's like, what's the criteria that you're using right now? I said, you know, we really don't have it, written down. It's a lot of it is through an interview process and kind of maybe just a gut instinct. And I said, you know, in hindsight, it looks like the REI's program, it's really not for the person that's starting at square one. And I mean, someone that not only hasn't ever conducted a real estate transaction, I'm talking maybe even square one before that, but. You know, like someone additionally that hasn't had a lot of interaction with people in their past professional life. Someone that has never, ever had any sort of entrepreneurial experience. A lot of how they carry themselves during the application process, that plays into our decision. And, you know, and if we get the impression that they're looking for this program to do all of the work for them, like the push button people out there, I mean, that's a quick no-no. And also, if they can't put in at least 10 hours a week and at the minimum $1,000 a month in marketing, that would disqualify them somewhat too. And like I said, a lot of it's just kind of gut instinct. We make a judgment call, but that comes out to eliminating about 20, 25% of the people. And he offered again, no, you're not thinking about it. Right. Let's look at this perspective. Rather than looking for the things that disqualify people, how about looking for the things that qualify them? And he asked, you know, what do your most successful students have in common? What are things that are tangible? Something you can actually like put your finger on. And I said, well, you know, our most successful students are those that have at least a deal under their belt. So as to the processing of a real estate transaction isn't an entirely new experience to them. They don't have this steep real estate curve to overcome. I mean, our most successful people don't necessarily come to us with a real estate problem, but rather a business problem or a consistency problem. That seems to be the biggest one. It's more of a just putting their knowledge into a business format so they get consistent results. And I told him, something else. It's astonishing how much money people have spent on their education, on their training, on their coaching before they ever found us. And for so many, it seems that they just needed someone to kind of connect the dots for much of what they've already learned. And they need real support that's readily on standby, that's there waiting for them for when they get stuck. Those people, those are the best fit. They are almost all succeeding to some degree. And some of them are succeeding very quickly as well. And he was like, great. Okay, so there you go. We got something. We can work with that. They have to meet that criteria to get in. And again, it caused me to pause because I wasn't expecting to have this type of conversation with him. But I got to thinking, you know, I was really thinking like kind of back when I got started. Because if this were the criteria to get into the program that I chose, I would have never qualified. They would have never let me in. I mean, back then, I wouldn't qualify for my own program under those standards. And I brought that up because that would have been really unfair to me if someone didn't let me into the program, because That decision could have set my life on an entirely different course, having never had the chance to take a shot at this real estate investing thing. And, I mean, I think about where I was, how low in life I was when I found it as well. That could have been devastating for me. And so I always subconsciously have that in the back of my mind. That was like a pivotal moment in my life. And that sticks with me, whether it's consciously or subconsciously. And I think about when we're talking to people, like, gosh, if I turn this person away, because I'm not too sure if they're going to make it or not, am I cheating them somehow? And he said, well, you don't have to rob them of the opportunity. I mean, give them a shot to prove themselves, whether it's prove themselves to you or prove themselves to themselves. Just create a different course, create another option, a course for the non-qualifiers, and help them get qualified. Help them get their first deal done. And then just make it super easy for them to access, make it super easy for them to get involved. So ever since we've had this conversation, I've been thinking about it. And the more I thought about it, the more I got excited about it, the more it sounded like a great idea. So I started scribbling down some ideas of how this would look, how it would work. And I said, I just kind of came up, well, let's just give it a test. Let's give it a whirl. Let's launch a little pilot program to show people how to get their first or their next deal done using little to no money. I mean, if I were to start all over from scratch with empty pockets, how would I do it? So it was a pretty simple answer. I'd do it exactly the same way that I did do it. I mean, I wouldn't be able to really teach it any other way. So other than from my own personal experience. So what I did is I created a short course of everything, absolutely everything in detail that I did and everything that you'd need to know to replicate my results to get your first deal with little to no money. And I started thinking, doing a lot of thinking, right? Why hadn't you ever done this before? And I don't know. I don't really have an answer for it. But that did send me down a little stroll down memory lane. And I remember when I got started. And my mentor told me, he said, real estate is the lowest paying easy work and the highest paying hard work. Which work are you going to choose to do? And I was like, wow, there was something about those words. I mean, they really resonated with me. And I said, I'm going to choose the high paying hard work. I'd rather do that. And that's exactly what I did. And I share that with you so you know right up front that this it's not easy, what I'm going to share with you. But it certainly was the truth. It was very well paying hard work. It got me to where I am today. I've got 50 houses. I've got 50 notes. I've got 10 to 15 turnkey flips a month that we do. And I've got my own investment fund. And one of the things I noticed about building my business this way is I don't really have to do too much marketing to generate opportunity for myself. I mean, when I'm ready to add another property to my portfolio, I'm ready to add another property to fund, I can essentially just pick up the phone and I can get one at a discount, that cash flows, all because of the relationships that I've built along the way. The type of relationships that this type of work builds. So if you've got a marketing budget and you want to go fast, then go out there and pay for your lead generation and start closing deals fast. But if you don't have a marketing budget and you want to go fast and far, you can choose the old-fashioned way and earn it. Real estate, it's the lowest paying easy work. It's the highest paying hard work. And you can buy your way into the high paying hard work, or you can earn your way into the high paying hard work. And if you don't have a marketing budget or capital to run your business, then you really got no other choice but to earn your way in. And that's who this new pilot program is for. Those that want it. Those that want it badly and are willing to do whatever it takes to get it. It's for those that want it bad enough. So these next few months, I'm going to be working with a small group personally, and I only want to work with people who can implement, test, and report back on the results. So I'm going to use your business as a badass case study to apply these strategies. So I'm ready to get started right away. I'm inviting you to join the Badass Investor Pilot Program. So here's how it's going to work. Each week, we're going to focus on one of the core pillars of real estate investing. You're going to focus on one of the core pillars of real estate investing, and then we'll get together as a group once per month to talk about it and brainstorm specific options for your business so you can put it into action and report on your results. We're going to be working very closely together, so I'd like you to be sure that you have some time to dedicate to this over the next few months. I'd like to see you have at least a minimum 8 to 10 hours a week. Like I said before, there is zero cost for this pilot program. However, I'm going to be asking you to make a $100 pledge to yourself that you will follow through. And upon your successful completion of the pilot program, I'm going to refund double your pledge. And when you close your first deal, I'm going to triple your pledge back. That's right. I'm going to pay you to do the deal. I'm going to pay you to follow through. So why only $100? Because, you know, you've likely made some sizable investments in your training and education in the past. And I don't need the money. I don't need your $100. Why ask for any money at all then? Well, you know, see, from time to time over the last decade, I've randomly granted scholarships of my programs to various people that had just the right hardship story that touched my heart. Someone that just, they fired off the right email at just the right time, or they caught me on the phone at just the right time. And in the interest of helping, I let them in for free. And when I look back, not one of them followed through. Not one. I mean, even the very last person that swore up and down that they were different and they were going to follow through after I just gave them that speech. They said, I'm different. I haven't heard from them since. Gave them everything. Weirdly, there's a strange correlation between those that have paid me the most for my help have also experienced the greatest results. Anyway, I'm going to do you a favor, ask for a $100 pledge, and I'm just going to hold on to it for you. I'm not even going to spend it. With that, why would I offer to double it back then, or even triple your pledge back guarantee? Well, I'm going to make this investment in you and your story because it's going to help me help more people in the future. And if you don't like the $100 idea, then don't do it. Stay tuned here for the next 4 weeks, and I'll give you the entire course right here via audio, right here on the show. I mean, obviously, you won't be able to access the contracts and the ad swipe copy and the links and the scripts and the support lines like the private Facebook group, the coaching calls. You won't be able to access any of that. But you can certainly listen to the entire course right here without making this pledge to yourself. You'll probably be able to get the gist and piece most of it together via trial and error. You can do that on your own. Or you can get the plan, the resources, and the support to go fast by going to freerealestateinvestingcourse.com. Ready? So that's how you join the Badass Investor Pilot Program at freerealestateinvestingcourse.com. I've given that link out since the beginning of this podcast. And if you've ever gone there and gotten that course, it's gone through two or three different revisions. So this is the newest revision. This is brand new. I left nothing out. It's all there. And like I said, you'll be able to follow along here on the show, or you can follow along visually and get access to all the resources that are included. So if you love the idea of committing to yourself right now, I'd love to work with you. Go to freerealestateinvestingcourse.com. And, you know, if you're not sure or you feel there's some sort of catch, like you still don't have the whole scoop, no problem. I get it. You can sit in here each week for the next 4 weeks and just listen. Just listen in. And I'm actually going to give you the first of four lessons. We're going to do that right now. How about that? Like I said, these are four videos. So the audio that you're about to hear, this is from the video. So I may be referencing something inside this audio that you can't see, but I don't think it's going to be too difficult to connect the dots. You'll still get the gist. So let's get started with your first or next deal. Little to no money needed real estate investing. This is going to be part one. We'll go ahead. Give me just a second and I'll play this right now and I'll get everything else set up and we'll get started right after this.
You've got the knowledge. Now get the funding. It's simple. It's easy. Go to epicfastfunding.com and get up to $150,000 in revolving credit lines for your real estate business. Use your funds for property purchases, renovation expenses, marketing and promotion. Anything your business needs. Go to epicfastfunding.com, fill out their 60-second application, and receive your funds in as little as 7 days. Epicfastfunding.com. When you combine wisdom and leverage, magic happens. Epicfastfunding.com.
Hi, my name is Matt Terrio at Epic Real Estate, and welcome to this very special training that I created just for you, all about how to get your first deal done. I'm going to give you everything you need to get to your first or your next deal. Perhaps you've been stuck for a while, you've been in a rut. Let's go ahead and unstick you or unstuck you, however that goes. But really what we're focused on is getting your very first deal and using very little to no money doing it. All right, so this is a completely unscripted training. I'm just here, I'm gonna give it to you raw. We're gonna move right on through it. We're gonna move rather quickly, gonna be very direct and specific. If you notice any edits here and there, it's just my producer who is chopping it up in the interest of being very efficient, in the interest of your time. And I'm not gonna dwell on any one point. I'm gonna just move right through it. I'm not gonna miss anything, but I'm gonna move right on through it. So if you miss anything or you need to hear something again, it's all recorded. You can just hit rewind and you can go back, all right? I think that's it. I've got my notes here. I'm going to refer to my notes frequently just to make sure I stay on track. I don't go off on any tangents. And I say we just get started. All right, so welcome to the introduction. We're going to talk about three specific things here. We're going to talk about your mindset. We're going to talk about giving you a plan. And we're going to give you all the tools that you're going to need to get this done, right, to get your very first deal or your very next deal. And then as a bonus point, I'll give you a resource to get help anytime that you get stuck. The most successful people inside of our program are those that are quick to implement, quick to ask questions, and then quick to share their success. So I'd ask for you, if you want to be amongst our elite case studies, you take on those three things and you commit to those. Quick to implement, quick to ask for help, and quick to share your success. All right, so let's talk about mindset. Mindset. So as a real estate investor looking for discounted real estate, what we're looking for are people that need to sell. And here's what I mean. If this were all of the real estate transactions that happen, say this is 95% of them, okay? And then we have this little slice down here, and we'll say this is 5%. So those are of all real estate transactions. Of these 95%, these are made up of the people that want to sell, okay? People that want to sell most likely will never sell you their house at a discount. We're looking for a different category of people. We're looking for a category of the people that, the ones that need to sell, that's who we're looking for, okay? So most of the people you talk to are not gonna wanna sell you their property at a discount. We're looking for the people that need to sell. And so as you're going through here, I want you to have this is your mindset that most of the people you talk to are not going to result in a deal. And what I also want you to know is if you're nervous, you're a little bit concerned about talking to these people, understand that it is impossible to say the right thing to the wrong person. It's impossible to say the right thing to the wrong person. Conversely, for the most part, it's impossible to say the wrong thing to the right person, right? So you may have heard this before. This represents motivation. The foundation of every deal lies within the seller's motivation to sell. If they're motivated, it doesn't matter really what you say. And I'm sharing this with you. Of course, there's going to be some exceptions, but for the most part, this is right on the money. What I'm sharing this with you for is if you're concerned and you're nervous about saying it wrong or doing it wrong or looking bad or looking like an amateur or all that kind of stuff, just understand that I don't care how well trained you are. If that person isn't motivated to sell, it doesn't matter what you say. If the person is motivated, it's really hard to mess it up. Now, the more you do this, the better you're going to get. And here's where the real difference is made, is in this overlapping area. So this is where skill and experience will allow you to play. So the better you get, the more you do this, the better you'll get, and the more you'll get into this overlapping area. And then the more better you get and the further you go on, you get to play in this area. You start expanding this circle, okay? But all this up in here, it's probably not even in the realm of possibility. So the better you get, the more you get to play in there, and then the better you get, you take these need to sells, and the deeper the discounts go. All right, so understand you're looking for people that need to sell. If you come to me for help and you're like, they won't sell me their property, they won't agree to my terms, and I'm just gonna ask you, do they want to sell it or do they need to sell? And it'll be a very simple answer. If they want to sell, then there's nothing else to talk about. If they need to sell, all right, let's see what you're doing, okay? And we'll go over it. So that's number one. And then second thing is with these people, the reason they're going to sell you their property at a discount is because they've got a problem and they need someone to come along and solve it. So they're more than willing to exchange equity for peace of mind, the peace of mind that you are going to deliver. We'll get to it. You might not know how, but I'm going to show you how, okay? But that's the concept, and that's the mindset. They will exchange equity for peace of mind, and that equity goes to you. That's how you get paid. This is the next part of the mindset. I want you to be moving at the speed of instruction. I'm going to tell you to do something and just go do it. Don't let the cynicism and the pessimism creep in. Don't let you got to stay faster than your doubts. You got to move faster than your negative mindset and what you might, your preconceived notions that you might have come with. All right, so you got to move at the speed of instruction, and at the very least, you want to outpace your doubts. Next part is, I don't want you to abandon your intuition. I'm going to tell you exactly what to do and how to do it. But the thing with real estate, there's so many variables, so many moving parts that I couldn't possibly prepare you for everything. So if you run up against something and you get stuck, just don't throw your hands up in the air and say, I don't know, and I give up. All right? You are intuitive, so use your intuition. You're a human being. You've got intuition. You're born with it. And I want you to be resourceful. Okay? So if you come up to a situation, you're like, I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. I don't know what to do. Just kind of ask yourself the question to yourself, if I did know, what would I do? If I did know, what would the answer be? If I did know, or if I didn't know, where could I find the answer? Don't abandon your intuition. Don't abandon your resourcefulness. Think, okay? Think. All right, let's talk about your job, okay? Your job as a real estate investor. A lot of people think their primary job is real estate investing. But really, their number one job is that of being a problem solver. A problem solver. You're looking for people with problems. Follow the problems, the profit will follow. Follow the crisis, the cash flow will follow. Follow the chaos, and the money is going to be there. Okay, so you're looking for problems. And those types of problems, they come in three types of distress. You've got financial distress, you've got personal distress, and then the property itself could be in distress. Those are the type of problems you're looking for. So number one, you're a problem solver. Number two, you're a marketer. You're a marketer. So you're looking for people with problems, and what you want to do is you want to market your solutions. You want to promote your solutions. You've got these people over here with problems, and you are over here with the solutions. You got to make sure that they know about you. You have to promote your solutions so you can come over and you can solve that problem, and then you get equity in exchange. So when it comes to promotions, there's two ways you can go about it. You can pay for those promotions and tend to go much faster that way, or you can earn those promotions. You can work for those promotions. And you tend to go much further that way. If you have the means, I highly recommend that you do both. Okay? You can pay and work. They both require work. Just one can go a little bit faster. In my opinion, the other one goes a little further. If you can get them both going at the same time, that's the ideal situation. But if you're here watching this, hoping to figure out how to do this with little to no money, all right, then we're going to throw away all the payment options, and we are going to go for the working options, the stuff that's free. So it's going to take a little bit of sweat equity. Number three, now you are an investor. Now you are an investor. First, you are a problem solver. Second, you are a marketer. Third, you are an investor. Your job is to, as an investor, if you get this right, everything's going to be just fine. Okay? Your job is to buy low. Sell high. Make a profit. All right? So, problem solver, marketer, investor. Okay? So let's talk about, well, there's your mindset. you are looking for people that need to sell. Your idea is, I'm going to be exchanging equity for peace of mind. I'm going to move at the speed of instruction. I'm going to be quick to implement, quick to ask for help, quick to share my success. And then I'm going to think. I'm going to be resourceful. I understand that there's a lot of variables. I might come up against something, but you got a place to go for help. Okay? And understand that you can't say the right thing to the wrong person. You can't say the wrong thing to the right person. So don't get nervous there either. Everyone are just human beings. There's very few professional sellers out there. They're not going to know whether you're doing it right or wrong. So just kind of get that out of the way and don't be afraid of that. Your job. You are a problem solver. You're a marketer. You're an investor. Okay? So let's talk about the plan now. What's the plan? Let's talk about the essential components of building a real estate investing business. The essential components. So this is the REI ACE model. This is what we do for our REI ACE clients, is we build this for them. But I want you to be aware of what you're going to need and what you're going to be in the process of building. Okay? All right. So this is our REI ACE model. And this is how we create badass real estate investors. All right, so when everything intersects, what you've got is a badass real estate investor. And a badass real estate investor has three qualities. One, they got confidence. They know exactly what they're going to get up and do every single day, and they get up and they do it with joy because they know what they're going to get in return, that type of confidence. Second thing a badass has is they know how to make money. They got money. The third thing they have is they know how to put this money to work so that it produces freedom. Okay? And we do this with three pillars. There's three pillars to the REI ACE model. One is you got to be able to attract leads. You got to be able to attract leads. And you got to be able to then convert those leads into contracts. Convert those leads into contracts. Next, you take those contracts and you want to exit those contracts so that you make money. All right? Because if you can't attract leads, what you have is no opportunity. No opportunity. If you can't convert those leads, what you have is no control. And if you can't exit, what you've got is no profit. All right, so with these three pillars, what we've put in place are what we call our profit accelerators. We have 9 profit accelerators in each area. So we have 3 for each component, or each for 3 pillar, or 3 for each pillar, right? So you need all 9. I'm going to give you the essentials through this training, but I'm going to show you all 9 of them. So to attract, the first thing you got to be able to do, you have to be able to find the problem. Because this is where the profit is. Find the problem, the profit will follow. Once you found the problem, you need to be able to promote the solution. Okay, promote the solution. Once you got those two pieces in place, now you need to automate it. And this is how we build a lead machine. We automate it. We automate our marketing. We automate ourselves. Okay? Now to convert, what you need to be able to do, you've got to be able to build rapport. You're dealing with people with problems. And they're concerned. They're afraid. They got something going on that's bigger in their life than this little house that they got to get rid of. And somehow they see that if they get rid of this house, it's going to alleviate or maybe to entirely solve their problem. So the person, a real person, you need to build rapport with them because they're in a sensitive, fragile state. They're probably not showing up as their best selves. So they're going to choose the person to do business with, the one that they like, the one that they trust, and the one of which they have confidence in their competence. And you need a system for that, okay? And I'm going to show you how to do that. So you've got to build rapport. Next, you got to know how to present your offer. Present your price and terms in a way that they find it agreeable, that they are something that they want to move forward with. And the third thing you gotta be able to do is get the signature. Okay, you gotta build rapport, you gotta present the price and terms, and you gotta get the signature. The third is the exit, right? So between here and here, you've heard the saying, you make your money in real estate when you buy it, you make your money when you buy real estate. Well, you don't get paid until you exit, okay? So there's three ways to exit. You can flip, so that could be you flip the house, and you could flip that house before you do the repairs, you could flip the house after you do the repairs, or you can actually flip the contract and flip the house before you even own the house, okay? Next is you can hold. Okay, hold on to the property and rent it out and receive passive income from that. Basically, you can make a lot of money flipping, but this is where you really get wealthy, by holding. Okay, so you flip to make active income, hold to make passive income and build wealth. And the third exit is to finance. You essentially become the bank. So that's the REI ACE model. This is how we build badass real estate investors. This is what we do for our clients. We essentially copy and paste this whole thing into their business, right? But you don't need this to get your first or next deal done. But I just wanted to let you know this is all the components, and then we're going to build all of these components for you in this training. So there's the plan. And what we're really just going to focus on is generate leads, take those leads, convert them to contracts, take those contracts, and we're going to flip and sell with a quick exit so we make a profit. So to do this, one of the disciplines of running a business, the daily discipline, is you have to come in every day and you are going to set a goal, you're going to create a plan, you're going to track the results. Okay? Set a goal, create a plan, and track the results. So how we're gonna do that is we're gonna use something called the Daily Success Report. The Daily Success Report. We've basically taken the game of real estate, or the profession of real estate, and turned it into a game. And here's why, is because there's certain things that you're gonna have to do, daily disciplines you're gonna have to do. We have them all listed right here, down this column right here. These are the money-making activities. And you're gonna have to do these activities consistently on a daily basis. And some of those activities you're not gonna enjoy doing. And if you don't enjoy doing them, you're probably not going to do them, or you're not gonna do them very long. And if you don't, your whole business is going to suffer from it. It could possibly even crumble if you start leaving things out. So we gotta do that. So what we did is we created this scorecard where we have our activities. So this is basically our daily plan. We assign each activity a point value. So we created a game out of it. Then we assign a daily goal in this column. And then every time we perform that activity, we go ahead and we just mark off a box and give ourselves a point. We keep score, okay? So it's a game. We keep it fun, so we continue to do it. And if it's fun, we'll do those activities consistently. Second is it keeps you focused. It keeps you focused on the money-making activities. And this is really important, particularly if you're doing this part-time, you got a full-time job, maybe you only got an hour or two a day to do this, which is absolutely possible, if you stay focused on just the money-making activities. If you got an hour window, 2 hour window, and you got time to go ahead and go to work, you shouldn't be doing anything inside of those 2 hours except these activities here. The next thing it does, it keeps you grounded in reality. And this is really important, because if this is the first time you've ever done anything like this, you've never taken on a business as an entrepreneur or real estate investing, you're in for a whole new world. And you know, you can have a distorted perception of reality, of what's actually going on. For example, if you talk to 10 people, and none of them resulted in a deal and any sort of paycheck or any sort of positive feedback even. It's not a reality that you're going to get a deal inside with those first 10 people. Certainly possible, it's not uncommon, but it's not likely those first 10 people. And so that keeps you grounded in reality. Oh, 10 people said no, we're gonna try 10 more people tomorrow. The second part of that is, when you have 10 situations or 10 instances where you didn't get what you were looking for, you didn't get your desired outcome, it can seem like 100. It can seem like 1,000, particularly if this is your very, very first time. So it keeps you grounded in reality. Like, it was only 10. That was it. It's just 10. That means we get up and we do it again tomorrow. We just do another 10. Okay, so it keeps you grounded in reality. The third thing that it does is it makes your results predictable. You know, once you got a couple weeks into this, a couple months into this, and you're tracking your points consistently, you're gonna see a direct correlation between how much money you're making to how many points you got. And if you get to a point like, okay, I do this many points, I get this much money, I need more money, just get more points. There's a direct correlation. All right, and we're going to go through this. I'm just giving you, this is how we're going to track your results, okay? I'm going to show you how to do this in detail. And then the fourth thing it does is it identifies where to make adjustments when you get stuck. Essentially, it allows me to coach you and help you where you are actually stuck, not where you think you may be stuck. It also will get you to a point where you can coach yourself. You'll be able to look at your daily success report and you'll be able to identify, aha, this is what I'm not doing. I need to do more of this, or I'm spending too much time doing this. It'll be very clear as to where you're getting stuck or as to why you are or why you aren't getting the results that you signed up for. Okay? I'm not talking about signing up for this course. I'm talking about when you signed up to be a real estate investor. So this is the daily success report. This is the keys to the kingdom. This is what's going to make it happen for you. And we'll go into it and we'll keep referring back to it over and over and over. This is what I know. Those that have kept this and committed to it, they get the results. Those that don't, oftentimes don't get the results. From my experience, anyone that has ever tracked their activities consistently on the daily success report have always gotten what they were looking for, have always gotten the results, have always made money. That's how important this is. All right? So we've got the mindset and we got the plan. And now we're going to talk about the tools that you need, okay? The tools that you need. There's lots of shiny objects out there in this industry. And there's a lot of different things out there vying for your attention, trying to get you to buy this, buy that, buy this, buy that, because that's what you need. You don't need a lot of that stuff. I'm going to show you what you need. First thing is you need a phone, okay? This is a people business. You're going to be talking to people. And this is how we talk to people. You're going to need a phone. So get the phone. I'm sure you all got one of those already. Nothing new to purchase there. The next thing is you're going to need a call capture phone number, a call capture phone number. And one of the services that we use is called CallRail. We're not affiliated with them in any way. There's a bunch out there. But if you go to callrail.com, this is a phone service that will capture your phone, the people that call you. And what I mean by that is, as you start distributing your phone number out and around, people are going to call that phone number. And some will leave a message, some will not leave a message. But your call capture phone number is going to capture that data. It's going to tell you when they called, and now you can put that into your follow-up system so you can call them back anyway, whether they left a message or not. It's essential. And particularly, you'll be able to see where your where your efforts are really paying off. So I'm doing this one activity, that's generating a lot of phone calls. I'm doing this activity too, it's not generating very many. So we might want to do less of this and more of this. So it's just a way to track your efforts and to measure the type of response you're getting from your efforts. So you need a call capture phone number. If you don't want to use CallRail, that's fine. Maybe you already have something like this already hooked up, that's fine too. If you just go in and go to Google, call capture phone number, there's a bunch. Hotline America, VoicePad, Call Action, Land Voice, Freedom 800, there's a bunch. Okay? So choose the one you want. We just use CallRail. It's just worked for us and we've had no reason to leave it. And it's pretty easy and intuitive. Not expensive either. The next thing you need is a CRM, Customer Relationship Management System. Basically a database. Okay, and you can get as fancy as you want with that. Maybe you already have one. Something like just Microsoft Outlook on your computer might be adequate. It'll certainly be adequate. All right, but there's a lot of different levels of this you can go to as well. All the bells and whistles. What I say you need is just, you can go ahead and create your own little spreadsheet. And all you need to track is
name, phone number, email, and needs. So the name of your contact, get their phone number, get their email, and what do they need? Whether they're a buyer, whether they're a seller, whether they're a lender or a partner, what do they need? You want to be keeping track of those needs, and we'll touch base on that as we move through. But that'll get it done for you, okay? We use something called, inside with our REI ACE clients, we use REI Solutions. And it's REI.Solutions if you want to look into that.
Hey there.
Okay. And you can go to REI.Solutions. You just log in. And we have a $7 for 7-day trial if you think you're ready for it. This is going to be a long-term commitment for you. You can sign up right here in this middle orange one, $7 for 7 days. And then it would be $279 a month, and you get full access to the full Epic Pro Academy. Or you can just go for the regular software at $249. Okay? So there you got it. We got the phone, the call capture phone number, and the CRM. Next, support. So if you get stuck, we have a monthly call, a group call, where I myself will sit in and we'll go ahead and answer any questions that you may have. As I'm recording this video, we don't even have this website set up, but it's look around. I'm sure it's clearly marked as where to go for support on that monthly basis. So that's the first place. The second place is we have a Facebook group just for you. It's a private Facebook group just for you and other people that are on the same journey as you, at the same level as you, called The Hanger. You can go in and you can post your questions in there, and then I or my team will respond there with your answers. So just look around. It'll be clearly marked. Look for the monthly coaching call, and then look for the private Facebook group. And if you get stuck, go to one of those two places, ask for help, we'll get you unstuck, and then get quick back into action and implement what you've been assisted with. So recap, we talked about the mindset, we talked about the plan, we're gonna get you to your first deal, and we're gonna get you there with little to no money. And then we're going to, I shared with you all the tools, and the most successful students, they are quick to implement, quick to ask for help, and they are quick to share their wins. All right, so we finished the first video. You are now prepared to take action. Meet me in the next video, and we're going to go over attracting leads. All right, I'll see you there. Alrighty, so that's it for today. If you'd like to get the rest and join us right now, you can go to freerealestateinvestingcourse.com or just meet us back here next Monday and we will resume. Alrighty, God bless and to your success. I'm Matt Terrio, living the dream.
Yeah, yeah, we got the cash flow. Yeah, yeah, we got the cash flow. Yeah, yeah, we got the cash flow. You didn't know, homeboy, we got the cash flow.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.